The Daylen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Now, with Daylen Kuntz, here's Brady Hall.
Heck of a basketball game last night between the University of Northern Colorado and Air Force. I mean, this is everything you want. On a Tuesday night, before Christmas, before this ridiculous cold comes in, you had a battle at Bank of Colorado Arena. Unfortunately, Air Force didn't pull away. They get the dub, though, 67-65. Daylen Kuntz in studio. It's the Daylen Kuntz Show. We love doing this program each and every week here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Heck of a battle last night, Daylen. And now you've wrapped up the non-conference schedule, and we'll get into that, because that's like a season kind of by itself, is the non-conference schedule. And then you look forward to the Big Sky Conference schedule coming up starting next week.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of look at it as in like, it's like three seasons in one. Three seasons in one. You got the non-con, then you got the regular season of the conference, and then you got like the, you know, the tourney play after that. So it's kind of like, it's like three times out the year where you're kind of like 0-0 and you're kind of, you know, getting a fresh start a little bit.
Well, let's talk about that Air Force game. Let's take a look at that one. You guys end up losing that one 67-65. But, man, those games are got to be a blast to be in, too. I mean, just tight, close games. But that's a good defensive basketball team there in Air Force.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those games are fun to play in. You know, like those. That's a really good team we played against last night. But, you know, it's a good game overall. You know, like, definitely when we started kind of make our run coming back, you know, like, it felt real good in there, though. Everybody
I thought,
was cheering and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I thought you guys were going to pull this thing off at the end. But it was one of those nights for you. I mean, everybody talks about, when you talk about the UNC Bears, obviously we talk about your shooting ability and what you guys can do. You can really light up the scoreboard. But Air Force is pretty good at guarding the three, and for the most part, they did slow you guys down at that. On that. You ended up 5 of 23 from the three-point line. How do you view a game like that? You go, okay, we were rough with from the three-point line, but there we go. We were right there in the mix, had opportunities to win this game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, we didn't play our best game of basketball last night, but we still had chances to win. You know what I mean? We had plenty of chances to win, and just we weren't hitting shots like we wanted to. But, you know, we're still able kind of just to make some things work. Now it's just kind of figuring out how to win when we're not able to hit threes like we want, just still being able to find other ways to win.
Well, and you almost did, and that's the thing of the non-conference schedule. It's for you guys specifically is to try to figure those things out, because even though you are a great shooting team, it's basketball. You are going to have those nights. You're probably going to have a couple of those nights down the road, too, where you just it's just not going in. Does that mess with your confidence at all, or any of the guys' confidence? Because they kept shooting, and that's what you always say is you want your shooters to keep shooting, even when they're having one of those off nights.
No, it doesn't mess with our confidence. I mean, we still pretty much got the same confidence just because, like, you know what I mean? This is stuff we do every day. We work on it every day. Like, we have the utmost confidence, you know, in our shooting abilities. It's just, you know, it's just one of those nights. Like, it's ups and downs, you know, when you're playing a long season. It's just, you know, for us to stay never too high, never too low, just staying right in the middle, just, you know, staying humble and just knowing that it's not always going to be like that.
What were they doing? I mean, can you take our listeners through that? You know, what were they doing that, you know, slowed you? Was it just one of those nights where you just weren't hitting, or were they doing anything particular on the defensive side to slow down your shooting?
I mean, it's both. Like, I mean, we got a lot of good looks at three. You know, they just weren't going in.
Yeah.
And then the way they guarded was a little bit different. They just kind of switched and tried to keep everything on the perimeter. It wasn't really too much of, like, you know, everybody staying to their own man. They kind of switched off everything. But, but, yeah, like, I mean, we had some layups that we didn't finish, some shots we didn't hit, and some free throws that we missed, too. It wasn't like, you know, they weren't doing too much. Just kind of, I feel like a lot of it was just kind of fatigue on our part, just tired, like not being able to stay dialed in when we're tired.
Is it difficult? I always wonder, these games, the game right before you guys get a little break, are those difficult? Because you guys have been all over the place. I mean, the Houstons and Baylors. You've had the Colorado battles, Air Force last night, the battle against the Buffs on Sunday, CSU big win there in Fort Collins. Does it get to that point, though, where you're on that last week? You get through finals, too, so you're, like, mentally drained. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to keep your focus in that final game before a little bit of a break, a couple of days off?
A little bit. I mean, that's the thing Coach Miles kind of hitting on a lot. Like, before this game, was just saying that, like, yeah, like, I know guys are getting jittery. You know, it's time to go home and get a break. But, you know, like, we just got to stay together and make sure, you know, we finish out what we got to do. We finished out this last game before break, so we go home happy. But, I mean, obviously we weren't able to get it done. But that was a big thing. You know, we're just trying to make sure we're sticking together and staying present, being present where our feet are, not really too worried about going home and all that type of stuff yet.
Well, and you are, but now you can kind of think about that, right? You're going to get a couple of days off here. What's your plan? So after the show, are you done? Are you going back? Are you going to Denver?
Yeah, I'm going back today.
Nice.
Go back, see some of the fam, kind of hang out with them, talk to them, and then, you know, of course, just find some time in just to kind of stay tight with my game, get some shots up, just work on some few things.
You're probably not going to be shooting many baskets outside the next couple of days because it's going to be cool.
Definitely not.
Well, the last two games you had, you know, against Air Force and Colorado, those are two. Like, I think Air Force is going to be a good team in the Mount West Conference. You look at the Buffs, we've talked about it. What they can do on their best day, they can dominate a Texas A&M team. They can beat a Tennessee team. That's a really good basketball team. So two non-conference games for you that in the grand scheme of things in the Big Sky Conference don't matter, the wins and losses, but the lessons you can take from that. You guys took it to the Buffs on Sunday. You were right there with several opportunities to win that game and edge a little bit closer. So I think that those are two games in a row that you can really look at and say, man, we've grown up a lot this season. I know they didn't result in wins, but those are two salty basketball teams.
Yeah, definitely. Those are both two well-coached teams, good teams. They have good players on their team. You know, we gave ourselves a chance. We just wasn't able to quite complete it, you know, how we wanted to. But then also, like, those two games like that kind of replicated a Big Sky weekend, you know, like usually the Thursday and Saturday game.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of replicated that for us. So we kind of felt what that was on our bodies and just as far as, like, energy and all that type of stuff, being able to switch and have a one-day turnaround for the next team.
Yeah, short turnaround there to get those two games in. Next game for UNC, you will start conference play. You'll go up against Weber State. That's always a fun battle there. You're on the road. That's December 29th. We'll get into that, too. What was it like on Sunday for you to go back into that arena? It's where you started your college career with the Buffs.
I mean, it was cool. It's kind of good to be there again. Like, I haven't been there in a while, but I mean, just kind of, you know, some of the memories, of course, popped up just me being there for 2 years. But, I mean, it was a good experience. I mean, it's kind of happy to be back, and it's just exciting. You know, it's one of those games, like, just kind of like I'm ready to play, excited to play.
I was talking to a lot of people over the week just about that game, some Buffs fans, too, that know your name, that followed you even when you left CU. And they were sitting there telling me, they're like, dude, Dalen's good enough. He would be starting for the Buffs today. Like, have you heard that before? And when you hear, and if you do hear that kind of stuff, what does that do for your brain? I mean, I've asked you this before about regrets or anything. You're extremely happy where you are with the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, definitely. I'm extremely happy. I mean, like, you know, I kind of feel like things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I heard some of that. But, I mean, yeah, like, you know, you kind of say that now. But, I mean, you know, it's cool. I mean, really, like, I mean, if I was still there, who knows what would be, you know, who knows what the situation would be. But, I mean, I kind of feel like I'm happy here now, and things is kind of going this way for a reason.
Hey, you guys are, again, you are a star on this basketball team that I think is getting a lot of respect. I think what you guys did against Colorado State, I think the battle you put up against Colorado and Air Force, mm-hmm. I think, you know, statewide, not just us here, statewide, people are starting to take notice of this UNC Bears basketball team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of just one thing we always wanted to, like, that's kind of our motivation a little bit for these in-state games, are showing that, like, you know, we're not looked at as, like, the little brother of, you know, like, the team, other teams in Colorado. Like, we know we're just as good, and, you know, we could play with pretty much, you know, whatever team.
Well, you beat a team in Colorado State. Colorado State went up to St. Mary's and beat them, too. So CSU is a good team. You get that win. CSU was dominated by CU. You guys hung in there. So I'm looking at all this stuff. I'm like, we have some pretty good basketball teams in this state.
Yeah, definitely. It's really competitive. I mean, like, from all the teams in the state, you know, like, everybody's competitors. I mean, you know, that's like I say, everybody's competitors. I mean, some games, like, you know, CSU beat some people. And, you know, we were able to hang out there, CU beat some good teams, and we were able to play with them. It just kind of shows that, like, you know, the talent that these programs have in the state of Colorado.
You're listening to the Dalen Kuntz Show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, presented by our great friends at Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. Love their business. Love what those two guys are doing. They jumped so quickly for this opportunity to sponsor this, to present this show each and every week, the Dalen Kuntz Show. Dalen, I was talking to Jerry Schimmel yesterday, the voice of the Bears. And I brought your name up. I brought you Matt and Dalton, of course, but specifically you and Matt. Where do you think you two stack up in terms of, like, the UNC Bears greats? Do you think about that much? I mean, you've got, just in my time covering this team, there's Spite, there's Jordan Davis. There's been some really good players. Devin Beitzel back in the day. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you stack up with some of those great players? Because I was telling Jerry, I think you're right there. One of the best players to maybe ever come out of UNC.
I mean, I think about it a little bit. Just, like, sometimes I see things, just, you know, people kind of talk about, like, little different records or whatever it is. But, I mean, I think after this year I'll have a good chance. You know what I mean?
You're so humble about it. So you know it. I think Dalen Kuntz, at the end of the day, when you're done with UNC, I know we'll be comfortable saying Angel's a big Bears fan. We walk away and we go, Dalen's one of the best players to ever do this for the University of Northern Colorado. And that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's a chance. I mean, just kind of got to – I mean, if we end out this note in a good year, you know, able to kind of accomplish what we want, then I think there's definitely a chance for that.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching. We'll be looking, man, because this conference schedule coming up is now it's big time here. Now we get to see – because this is all about setting yourself up for the tournament at this point, you know, putting yourself in that position. And you guys were so close last year. I think you should have been the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year last year, but I know that's something hanging – I don't know if it's hanging over your head, but that's something down the road to look at too.
Yeah, definitely. It's still a little chip on my shoulder, but yeah, I mean, this conference is just going to be trying to get set up for Big Sky play. You know what I mean? Of course, we want to win the regular season and then go on to try to make the tournament. But, you know, now we got a fresh start, 0-0. Now we're just kind of, you know, relocking in, taking just game by game.
Was Coach Smiley at the end of this one last night? You know, you guys were talking about the Air Force game, but also the non-conference schedule. Overall, was he pretty happy with what he saw throughout the course of the non-conference schedule?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, he said, like, we've grown so much, like, from the first game at Houston all the way to this last game. Like, you can see so much growth for us week by week as far as the players, the chemistry, and just us being able to hit shots and kind of stringing that defensive side along.
All right, when we come back, let's go through it because, you know, it does. Like you said, there's three parts to the season, and it's already been kind of a long season. You look back at some of your adventures already, Houston, Baylor, Colorado State, the Buffs, and then last night against Air Force. Let's talk about kind of what you're taking away from the non-conference schedule and then what you think a lot of these freshmen, a lot of these other guys have learned about this team going forward. 17 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. It's the Dalen Kuntz Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Look at me now, look at me now. Yeah, I'm done, you talking me down. Look at me now, look at me now.
Well, we're supposed to have the UNC Bears coaches show tonight at the Go. We'll see how that goes. Jerry Schimmel getting ready to rock and roll there. You know Jerry a little bit. You and Jerry are pretty tight. How's Jerry doing?
Seems like he's doing pretty good. I see him at the games and stuff when we travel in. We just talk a little bit.
You know, Dalen, you didn't get to hear, but I was broadcasting that game with Jerry, the CSU game. So I think I brought a little luck there. I don't know. I talked to the coaches a little bit. I asked. They just kind of laughed. But that was a lot of fun, man. And that's cool. And to see your guys' relationship with Jerry, too, at the end of the game, going up, fist bump and all that stuff. It is. I mean, everybody involved, it's like this family because you're around each other all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of just how we all want to be. Like everybody that's a UNC Bear, we're all one big family. We all, you know, got love for each other.
Angel, would you put Dalen as number one? Best Bear of all time?
In my memory, yes.
We're embarrassing Dalen a little bit here.
I've actually looked up a couple of the records. Bodie actually leads in 3 points made.
Okay. Bodie's in the mix.
Dalen's at seventh in field goals.
All right.
A little work to do.
You got a little work to do, man. Dalen, Bodie, Jordan Davis. You brought up Jonah Radabaugh. That's a sensational player. Spite was a while ago.
Yeah, Andre.
Yeah, and that was – he transferred. That was when the weird transfer stuff was still happening. It was different back then. Devin Beitzel back in the day. Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. He was a good player. But I'm saying, not just because you're in here and you're bigger than me, I'm saying, Dalen, you got to be right there in the mix, man. And if not, the rest of the season will probably determine that.
Yeah, probably a chance.
And then Matt Johnson's got to be in that mix too, right? I mean, you got to throw Matt in there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll throw Matt in there too. Matt would be in there.
I think the fact that we're having these conversations about UNC, though, is a good deal. Like, we can go back and list just in the past 5-10 years, you know, 5 to 7 guys that are like, those guys were really good. That player was really good. And you brought, you know, we were talking about this during the break, that you get those kind of names, names like yourself, that helps future recruits too. Plus the weight room, the new facilities and all that. Mm-hmm. All those things mixing in are ultimately just going to help this Bears team get better and better.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just, like I said, like, you know, the campus and everything is just starting to grow as one. Like, basketball's growing. Football, you know, they're looking to grow. And then I just kind of feel like right now UNC is just kind of on the rise.
Well, that new weight room is pretty sweet, too. Because I saw the old weight room, and, I mean, it was like a tight squeeze to get the whole team in there, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it wasn't that big, but, I mean, it's definitely like a, you know, a big step forward to get that new weight room and with the nutrition center in there and everything. Like, that was a big jump.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. Did that affect your decision at all when you came to UNC, obviously transferred from CU? When you looked at guys like Jordan Davis and the success that they had, because Jordan's playing professional basketball, Bodie's playing professional basketball, Jonah's playing professional basketball. Did you look at those names? Was that part of it at all? Did you see those guys and say, yeah, you know, at the very worst, I can grow here and then I could still play professional basketball. Maybe not in the NBA. We'll see. But those guys are all doing it. Did that impact your decision at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just like throughout the whole process when I was talking to Smiley, he's kind of just telling me about, like, Jonah and JD a little bit. Like, I kind of knew a little bit about JD, but I just started seeing more stuff from them. Like, they just kind of showing me what type of player they were and all that type of stuff, and seeing that, like, how they went from here to the pros and just different stuff like that. But yeah, it had a little bit of influence. I mean, the biggest thing is just where I could, you know, like I said before, just trying to get on the floor and where I could just have the opportunity to kind of showcase everything I could do.
Well, I know this community is very happy you decided to make the change and come over to the University of Northern Colorado. Well, you got the non-conference schedule done, and it seems like it just started yesterday, but here we are, several games in. You finished 5-7 overall. Started your season, though, against at Houston, at Baylor. Had some good Mountain West teams in there with San Jose State, New Mexico, Air Force. You had the Buffs in there and the Rams. One of the things, the main thing I took away from this non-conference schedule is that UNC has a very good big three. That you, Matt Johnson, and Dalton Knecht are the Bears' big three. And each and every night, you just kind of, it's a given, one or two of you guys is going to go off and do something special. What were some of your bigger takeaways from the non-conference schedule?
I mean, I kind of feel like everybody kind of grew as a unit, you know what I mean, in the beginning. You know, it was kind of rough playing Houston and Baylor off, you know, off in the beginning. Just those are big athletic teams.
Like, throw you guys into the deep end.
Like, those are teams that, like, you know, probably gonna be, they're definitely going to be playing in March, you know what I mean? Probably have a chance to win it all. But just playing against them teams early, just kind of being tested early was really good for us. Just kind of challenged us to see, like, you know, where our head's at, where our mental's at. And then as far as, you know, game-wise, seeing where we're at as a team, you know, how well can we compete with these teams and stuff like that.
It's the Dalen Kuntz Show here, presented by the great folks at Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. You got a chance to run into those guys the other day at Cables. Everybody hangs out at Cables, man. That's just the place to go. You went in there, and I'm getting a text from my friend Ryan from Renaissance. He's like, hey, Dalen's in here, man. I mean, so that's... It's got to be cool to see that community support when these guys are actually showing their support and whether it's dollars or just being there for you. That's got to be kind of a special deal.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely special. I mean, I appreciate anybody who supports me, you know what I mean, just because, you know, like, you want to support me. That's like, I really appreciate that, you know what I mean? But it's cool to, you know, just see them out in the community, just knowing that, like, you know, they're active in the community. You can see them around just from day to day, just from simply going to Cables or going to wherever, you know what I mean?
Well, and they're just excited about this team. I think there's a lot of people, the excitement's growing, too. Now you get a little bit of a break, but then you lock in for this conference play. And you guys were so close last year. You get to, you know, you're in the tournament. You roll through there. You have a heck of a, you know, opponent in front of you in Montana State. That was, I mean, national television. I mean, everybody's getting a chance to know this team a little bit more. What would it mean to you, man, if, you know, if you guys can roll through this season and put yourself in a good spot, and then you can win that Big Sky Conference tournament? I mean, what would it mean to you with your journey of basketball, making that decision to transfer to UNC, if you guys can pull it off and win the Big Sky title?
I mean, it mean a lot. I mean, it's not really too many words I could say, just because, like, I mean, my emotions is just like, that's just something you can't really say. You can't really say with words, but I mean, definitely it would be cool though. Like, it would mean a lot just because, you know, like last year, us getting there, seeing it, getting a taste of it, see what it's like, and then us, if we get a chance to do it this year to win it, that would be like just, that would be big, you know? Just being able to taste it and then actually being like, okay, like we figured it out. Like, now this is how we go and do it.
How do you feel about this squad compared to your squad last year? Obviously, a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of lessons to go. You're going to learn a lot more about this basketball team when you get into conference play, but you had a really good basketball team last year. How do you feel about this team? And I'm not necessarily asking you to say, oh, which team's better or whatever, but as far as your confidence level, thinking, yeah, this group, we believe we can get it done.
Yeah, the confidence level is definitely there. I mean, like, last year we had a really good team, and this year we have a good team, too. It's just that, you know, like, we don't have as many older guys as we did last year.
Yeah.
But, like, with all these games we played early, it's kind of bringing along these younger guys, kind of giving them more maturity. And, you know, even with the new pieces and Riley, him being a little bit older, so he's kind of – he's been around. He's seen a lot. But it's just us growing as a team this year, you know what I mean? Growing and just seeing all this different stuff and kind of – putting that confidence within each other and seeing, okay, Riley's good here or Caleb's good here, you know, then and Theo's good here, and learning, like, you know, what guy's good at what, and, you know, put them in positions where they can succeed and do what they do best.
Riley Abercrombie, yeah, he's been coming on pretty strong. Theo Hughes, I think he had 7 boards last night. He's been a fun one to watch kind of grow because, I'll be honest, you know, last year you look and you go, that's just a big dude. Maybe he's not going to play like a big dude every single night, but it seems like the last 5 or 6 games, he's really picked up his level of play.
Yeah, definitely. He's just kind of figuring out, you know, like where he's helping the team the best at, you know what I mean? Where he could do the best and where he impacts the game the most a lot. You know, like a lot of reboundings and down there just, you know, he may not have a bunch of blocks, but it's more of that he's making teams and players change their shot, you know, like alter their shots down low, so it's making it hard to finish on him. He's 7 foot at the end of the day. Like,
if you monster of a dude
finish over 7 foot at a high percentage, like, you know, like hats off to you, but it's hard to finish over 7 footers, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I mean, if you can just play with a little bit of that aggressiveness, then man, you're gonna do something pretty special for this team. So Theo's from London, right? Riley's from Australia. Who has the thickest accent?
Theo.
Theo does?
Yeah, Theo.
Do you guys talk about, like, does he share his you know, his upbringing and stuff, and, you know, what that's like, and then Australia with Riley, too? Do you guys learn a little bit about, you know, their upbringing and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. They just be kind of, yeah, we be talking about it. They just tell us how different it is here.
Really?
From, you know, where they're from and stuff.
Who do you think, like, what's more different, like, Theo coming from London over here or Riley coming from Australia? There's no kangaroos here, so last time I checked, let's go to the zoo.
I don't know. I would probably say London, maybe.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. But I mean, both is probably, like, super different. But I would probably feel like London might be the most different.
Do they watch, like, the same stuff? Like, the same type of movies and stuff? Music? I mean, I know, obviously, with this day and age, we can all get into the same stuff pretty much. But or are they into things that you're like, dude, I've never even heard of that before?
No, some of the stuff they watch, like, it'd be stuff I've watched, too, a little bit, like... the other day they were watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of that. I haven't been too much into it, but I mean, they pretty much watch the typical stuff. And the only thing different would probably be, like, I know Theo has, like, some London music that's a little bit different.
Really?
He showed me some of that before.
What is it like?
It's just like, I mean, it's kind of like some...
I just picture, like, violins and stuff and really classical type music.
It's actually like some more, like, kind of like... rap.
Really?
Almost, yeah. It's kind of cool, though. It's different. Like, I didn't know what he was saying, but, like, it sounded, cool.
So they're getting you into Game of Thrones. Uh-huh. Are you into it, or are you like, I don't know?
I've just seen him watching it. I watched, like, a little bit before at the beginning, but I haven't really kept up with it too much.
Something that's not.
You know, like, they'd be talking about it, so I kind of hear a little bit about what's going on and stuff, though.
Well, they finished the House of the Dragon? Is that the one you're watching now, or are you going back to the old ones that was done like 10, 15 years ago?
I haven't even read that. I watched like a random one a while ago, just like somebody was watching. I just happened to watch
it. It's good, man.
But
yeah, except for the last 2 seasons. Just be careful there. You going to go see any movies or anything? The new Avatar just came out. You going to go check that out?
I'm about to go see the new Avatar.
All right, Angel went and saw it.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. I liked the first one. It was, you know, very nostalgic for me because I watched it as a kid. But this one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 hours long, so like, don't get a drink.
Hours or 3.5?
It's like it feels like 3.5. But yeah, don't get a drink or you're going to miss some parts of it.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're like, you go to the bathroom, you're settled in, you're ready to go. Don't order the large soda, man. Yeah, don't do that. So you're going to go check this out in theaters then?
I'm going to go check it out probably this weekend.
Do the 3D deal? That's what Angel did, the 3D.
That's what I was thinking about doing. Is 3D worth it, or you think I should do regular?
It's worth it. I mean, if you can handle like just that much just visually, it's pretty good. It looks amazing in terms of just like the CGI and how it advanced over the last 10 years. It looks really good.
Yeah, I'm going to do 3D then.
They're making three more of these?
Yeah. He has James Cameron has like, he had five of them planned, and he had to wait until the technology could get up to that point. So now they're doing like four more, or like three more.
Three more after this one?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Get ready, because there's going to be a lot of avid. I didn't even think they were going to make a sequel to this one.
Yeah, that would surprise me.
Like, I never thought I'd see a sequel to this movie.
No.
Like, being there to see it, like an actual sequel was pretty cool.
So do you think the second was better or the first one?
I think the second one's better.
Really?
Yeah. I think the story is a lot better in this one. Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's the sequels don't live up to the first one.
I was gonna say, a lot of people usually say the first one's the best.
Well, and that first one was like kind of revolutionized movies for a moment. I mean, the special effects that they had, that was top notch when that first came. I remember seeing the preview. It was on the big screen on the Cowboy Stadium. Like that was the exclusive first preview they ever showed trailer. Mm-hmm. And they did it before a game or something like that. And it was up on that monster screen that they have there at Cowboy Stadium. Mm-hmm. Well, so go see a movie. You got time. You got a few days anyway.
Yeah.
A couple of big takeaways, you know, just looking at that non-conference schedule, you know, again, battle against Air Force last night. I love that game. Those kind of games are just really fun. I know you want it, obviously, to be better if it was 67-65 UNC, but it was still a great game. We always talked about it, and we've been building this up, but the freshmen on this team, it seems like they've really taken a big step forward, and that's what we thought would happen. Throw them into the deep end, put them up against these crazy teams like Houston and Baylor, and then at the end of the non-conference schedule, they're going to be better for it. Do you feel like they're much better than they were to start the season?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like they've grown a lot, just maturity-wise and just as far as, like, you know, the mind side of the game, just seeing a lot. And then just their games in general have grown a lot. You know what I mean? Playing against, like I said before, like playing against Baylor and Houston, like, you know, those aren't teams in our conference. Teams in our conference aren't really, you know, like that. Of course, there's some bigger teams, athletic teams, but they're not basing in our Baylor and Houston big.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I feel like they've all grown, though. Like, you know what I mean? They kind of... The game has slowed down for them, so they're kind of being able to make the reads and just kind of see how the game is, see how the game flows.
Yeah, well, and that's what we were hoping for, and I think that's what Coach Smiley was really hoping for, is, hey, we know this schedule's crazy. We know there's a lot of tough basketball teams on that non-conference schedule, but we're going to get these guys whipped into shape and ready to go by the time the conference schedule starts up.
Yeah, exactly. So just like I said, like once we get in a conference and like, okay, like we played against bigger guys, stronger guys, or we played against Houston and Baylor, for example, like we play with them. So we should be able to play with these guys in our conference.
Are you going to, do we watch much basketball outside of what you need to watch for film study or anything like that? Are you going to, or do you just need a little break? Are you going to watch NBA games and random college, if there's some college games on? Are you going to watch a lot of basketball?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it don't stop. Like even if I do take a little break, I'm still going to watch it or something. You know what I mean? If I'm not playing, I'm watching it for sure.
Do you see the highlights of the game last night? Nuggets Grizzlies? That was a crazy game.
I didn't get to watch them yet.
Well, that was interesting because David Roddy came back to town, and that was his first game back in Colorado since getting drafted. And I was thinking about you watching that because David was really good. I thought he would go high in the draft. But I'll be honest, Dalen, I didn't think he would be like an important piece to what they're doing. He's playing like 15, 19 minutes a game, and they're on TNT last night. They're mentioning him. Do you look at a guy like that and say, man, he did it? That's what I think I can do that. I could be playing next year on that level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's cool seeing, you know, like a dude that played for a Colorado school go and do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like, you know, that's a really good position for him. Like he went into a really good team with, like, you know, perfect opportunity, and he took advantage of it, you know, just showed that, like, you know what I mean, like, he could play at that level, and he could, you know, do the right things to stay on the floor.
It is about that fit, too, sometimes, right? If Roddy gets drafted by, who knows, if he gets drafted by the Nuggets, maybe that he doesn't quite fit in. You never know how that's going to go, so it is about that right fit, your connection with the coach and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely, he just got he got an opportunity to play, and he took advantage of it, like, you know what I mean, he's playing well, and he's doing well with the time he's getting.
Something we were going to talk. How long did you say Christian Brown was in school? Was it a couple seasons? Was he in there for 5 years? This is what I think is cool for you, Dalen, is seeing like Roddy and Christian Brown, just two rookies last night playing. Mm-hmm. They spent a lot of time in college. And look what they're doing. I mean, they're both pretty big pieces to what their teams need as rookies. And so I'm wondering if that's a trend we're going to see, is maybe guys that did play college basketball for a few more years and not just the two or three or whatever are going to be able to really use that experience at the next level.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, kind of see it. You do see it with them too, for sure. But you see it. I mean, you have been seeing that a lot, honestly.
Yeah. That was a crazy game last night too. 39 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap up and we'll let you go, man. We'll get one more segment in. Let's look at what's next for you guys, and then we'll get a review from you on the new Avatar movie, and you and Angel can compare notes and see where you stack up with that one. All right, 40 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's the Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. If you guys miss any of these programs, they'll be available via podcast at 1310kfka.com or thewholeshow.com. Dalen, you ready to get a little break, man? You're looking forward to going home, seeing the family, and watching some movies, and just, taking a load off for a few days.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited just to see the fam, kind of hang out with them, and just kind of, hang out with my little sister, see what she's up to.
Yeah.
Kind of bond with her and, just hang out, eat some good food.
I know. You always bring up the food. You're looking forward. You can see it, man. You are looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite part of the time. Like, I could just eat.
Does the coaches say, hey, guys, just maintain a little bit. Just be ready because you got to get back to practice, what, Monday?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm still going to be, like, working out and stuff, so I'm not just, just sitting on my butt all the time. But I'm still going to be eating, still get my work in.
Well, yeah, your practice schedule, you can eat whatever you want because you guys are working so hard, you can work those calories right off.
Yeah, especially being younger. It burns off a little.
Oh, man, it would be so nice. I wish I could do that, but I don't care. I'm doing it this weekend. I'm eating a lot. All right, so you get a little bit of a break. You check back into. You're leaving after the show. You're going down to Denver now, right? And then you check back into practice. You check back in on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, be back on Monday.
It's got to be nice though, because last week was finals week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just going through all of that, plus practice, your workout, your film study, all that stuff. It's got to be nice just to be able to maybe shut your brain off for a little bit anyway.
Yeah, just a little time just to kind of, to debrief and just kind of relax a little bit and just restart, you know what I mean?
How do you think you did with your finals?
Went pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I went pretty good.
But you're probably one of those guys that does it right. You study throughout the year. You're gearing up for it. Not like some people maybe that just say, I'm cramming one night before finals and let's go.
I can't cram. I got to drop, slowly but surely. But cramming is just rough.
Yeah. Well, then if you cram, you don't really retain it. Then after you're done with finals, it's like you just put it out there and you're done. You don't really retain what you just learned.
Yeah. But, I mean, to each his own. You got to do what you got to do.
All right, man. So now we move on. We've got the conference schedule coming up. And you were saying, hey, you're so deep into the non-conference schedule, it's really hard to kind of watch and see what the other Big Sky schools are doing. I know you'll dip into that probably throughout the weekend and then surely next week as you start game planning for teams like Weber State. You got Montana State. That's your first home Big Sky conference game coming up. That's on January 5th. But Weber State, that's a good basketball team. Who'd they beat the other night? They beat somebody pretty good.
Utah State.
That's going to be a good matchup there. But I know this Big Sky Conference, there's some really good teams in your conference.
Yeah, definitely. There's some good teams. I mean, I think it's going to be really competitive this year.
I think so.
Yeah, it's going to be really competitive. But, just starting to dip into them, kind of watching more of them. Just because, like I said, in the non-conference, I didn't really think too much about them. I've seen some of the games, I've seen some of the stuff, but I didn't really get to pay attention a lot to them.
Well, the first portion of the season is done. You guys finished with a 5-7 record. And I think, you're looking at that. You got to feel pretty positive about it. But you even said, hey, there's a few of those games, if this shot goes down or this happens or we get this rebound, we might be talking about a few more wins. You had a lot of close battles, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Dalen, my man, when are you going to watch Avatar? When's that happening?
Planning for probably Friday.
Okay, so next week.
Miss out on the cold day coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, don't get out if you don't have to.
Going outside tomorrow.
We're doing our Christmas party tomorrow. I don't know, man. That's going to be, hopefully the heaters don't go out. That would be scary. Dalen, my man, we'll tell your family hi from all of us here, man. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. I'm out next week, so we'll catch up with you. the following week, and you'll have a couple of games under your, a couple of Big Sky games under your belt too that we can talk about. So we're looking forward to that. Love doing this show with you. You be careful driving down to Denver, and just have a wonderful time with the family, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you too.
All right, my man. There he is, Dalen Kuntz. This has been the Dalen Kuntz Show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK. We'll catch up with Dalen in a couple of weeks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.